Thank you for joining us today on our podcast. We are really honored to have with us a good man, a good friend, Wayne Olson. Wayne, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate your joining us.
Eddie, I'm grateful to be here, and it's good to hear your voice, and it's just good to be here today.
Well, the reason I wanted to have a podcast today with Wayne is he has written a much needed book, on fundraising for nonprofit board members. It is, you know, for a number of years, let me back up. For a number of years, I worked to help create the Institute for Board Certification. I was really concerned with board members not knowing what their obligations were, not-for-profits not being clear on expectations. And I got so busy in my career, along with two other guys who are working on it, it just went nowhere. But it's always been really an important topic that we often overlook. And Wayne has written a definitive book on boards that I am really, really impressed with. In fact, everybody I've talked to who's read it's been impressed with it. So, Wayne, I want to spend a little time today talking about the book Fundraising for Nonprofit Board Members, subtitle Wholesome Goodness for You and Your Not-for-Profit. So let's talk about your book. Wayne is the Director of Gift Planning for Intermountain Healthcare System in Utah, but is a seasoned professional who really knows what he's talking about. So, Wayne, first of all, thanks for writing the book. It was desperately needed.
You know, Eddie, I wrote it because I felt it was needed. The idea for the book, I've always thought about writing a book for fundraising for board members, but 2 or 3 years ago, I was in a board meeting as a consultant, and two of the board members were talking to each other, and I was part of the conversation. And each of them were CEOs of very large for-profit corporations who were volunteering their time for the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And they both said the same thing. They joined the nonprofit because they'd get a free lunch 4 times a year, and all they had to do was vote yes on anything that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, they're missing a lot of opportunities that they need to take advantage of.
Yeah, you know, the reason not-for-profits are giving tax-exempt status and are not overly regulated is because you have on two ends of the fulcrum, the board on one end and the executive team on the other. And it's supposed to be the board as a counterbalance to the executive team, not rubber stamping. But what I would like to ask you to do, Wayne, is to tell us a little bit about your book. What do you think are some really important takeaways from the book? And what do you find most beneficial in this book for helping boards?
Eddie, the book is written to be read. I didn't want to write an academic treatise on fundraising or board membership. I wrote the book as if I were a board member and I had limited time to read something, and I wanted to know what this is all about and what I need to do. And it's broken up into simple, digestible chapters, and there's study questions at the end, so that if a charity wanted to or a nonprofit wanted to include this as training for board members, they could do for each of their monthly board meetings or quarterly board meetings, take a chapter or two and discuss the questions at the end. It's meant to be practical. It's meant to be implemented. It's meant to be easy to read.
Boy, it is easy to read, and it is practical. And, I'm glad it's not an academic treatise. That's not what we need. We need some simple nuts and bolts approach to making our board stronger. Years ago, I had the opportunity to work with an organization that looked at improving boards. We were funded by a national foundation. There were three of us that traveled the country, and our responsibility was to help the boards really do better in what they were doing. And there was really not a whole lot out there that would be helpful. What do you think are the most salient points to this book?
Yeah, I would I'd sum it up in 3 points. The first one is, if you're a board member, fundraising is your primary responsibility for your nonprofit, period. That is your first priority, and it towers over the other priorities. It's just that important. The second thing is, and this is the good news, it's not that difficult.
That's right.
Fundraising is not difficult. we make it more difficult than it needs to be. And I always tell people that fundraising is not about asking for money. A lot of board members think that fundraising is about asking or pestering people for money. And that's not really true. Fundraising is about being an advocate for your mission and telling people the story. Yeah. And it's not about asking for money. And the third thing is anybody can be a fundraiser because you're not asking for money. You're really just trying to live the mission of your organization. I try to give the reader tools to help them realize how they can translate that passion and that feeling they have for the organization into something that'll be financially rewarding for the organization and emotionally rewarding for the board member. It's not that hard. It's a lot of fun.
Boy, that's the truth. When you look at boards, Wayne, when you across the country and work with not-for-profits, you've been doing this a long time too. What do you see as the single biggest weakness that this book addressed in addition to fundraising?
Eddie, the biggest weakness I see, there's a number of them, but I think they can all be summed up by this. It's a lack of innovation or a lack of doing anything that we didn't do yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's not purposeful board membership. It's just a continuation of what we've been doing. And I want people to be a little bit more purposeful in their membership, and the rewards are much greater than the effort.
When you when you sat down and wrote the book, I know you did over a period of time, but what was the one objective that was achieved in this book that's going to make a difference today if someone to read the book and start applying it? What major change would take place?
That people would call me and tell me they are grateful I wrote it because it helped their board feel better about their roles and they've raised more money. And the good news is I've already received some calls like that. And that's just heartwarming. And that's why I wrote the book, Eddie. I just want boards to be more productive and enjoy what they do.
Yeah. So I also appreciate you having a nice quote in here from City Slickers and Curly. But there's a lot of truth to just knowing that one thing is you're responsible as a board member for the outcome of all the efforts by the organization.
That's
from the foundation standpoint. When someone finishes the book, what do you hope they feel?
They feel like they've gained an advantage they didn't have before, that they have a better understanding of, it's kind of like, my hope is to give somebody tools they don't have and an outlook they didn't have and open up horizons they didn't see and just realize how great it is to be a board member and all those opportunities that are before them. And hopefully the book is unlock those.
Well, I want to encourage people. We have attached a link to our podcast for you to order the book. I would really encourage you to order a book for every single person on your board, maybe have a few extra. And I also, Wayne, I would also recommend they get it to their CEO and CFO.
Yes.
I think they're important people to understand the role of a board. So the link is attached to our podcast website here. We thank Wayne for doing this. Wayne, it is a great contribution. Thank you for doing this. The older I get and the longer I do this, I think finding really good resources is important because we are constantly learning. And even though we have learned something years ago, it doesn't mean it can't be improved. And I love constant evaluation. And this book, Fundraising for Nonprofit Board Members, is an excellent tool to do that. So Wayne, number one, thank you for writing this. Thank you for sharing it. And I want to encourage other people to buy it and read it and use it. It'll make a difference. One of the biggest complaints I hear is a lack of engagement from the board. I hear that not every day, but I hear it so frequently. And so this is a book that helps address that. So Wayne, thank you for writing it. And thank you for joining me on the podcast today.
Oh, Eddie, thank you and thank your listeners, but I can't let this end without also thanking you for writing the foreword to the book. You were very gracious in looking at this project very early on and writing a beautiful foreword to it. And Eddie, it's just been a pleasure, and I'm grateful that you and I are now able to see the fruits of our work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had no one else to write it, so that's why I wrote it. I wish you all the best. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I encourage you again to purchase a book. Wayne, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Eddie.